Hello everybody at Literotica. Well, as always, thank you to everyone who sent in such wonderful feedback. It really means a lot, so thank you very much everybody. Well, my story today is for a very special girl called Nikki. This is for you, Nikki. This is my fantasy about what I would like to happen if one day I got to take you skiing or snowboarding down in the snowy mountains in Australia. So, we've been out all day. I've got a snowmobile, and I've taken you for a snowing and a skiing and snowboarding expedition in the backcountry of the Snowy Mountains. It's incredibly beautiful, and I guess it doesn't compare to many of the mountains you have in the States, but I think it's pretty amazing. So we've been out all day having a wonderful time on my snowmobile. We've got our skis and our snowboards strapped on the back. And it's early afternoon. And we're getting kind of hungry. So there's a cabin I know of, because I've been here before, which I discovered one day. It's probably belonged to prospectors back in the early days. Anyway, it's got a fireplace and a little one bedroom with a fairly nice bed in it and some cupboards. So when I discovered this place, I knew it would be a good place to shelter in time of a storm or just get a rest from the elements if ever I needed one. So I've kept it well stocked with food and firewood. So I decided to take you there for lunch. We can get out of the cold a little bit and just enjoy each other's company and getting to know each other. So we arrive at the cabin, and as we're walking inside, I notice a fairly ominous looking cloud mass building up on the horizon, but I make a mental note to keep track of it and unfortunately forget all about it. Anyhow, we go inside, and I cook us a quick little lunch there, and we sit down eating and chatting and laughing, giggling, just enjoying each other's company, enjoying getting to know each other better and finding out what makes the other one tick. Well, before we know it, an hour or two goes by. The afternoon is getting late, and we realize it's probably time to go back and get on our snowmobile and head for home. And as we put our warm jackets back on and our gloves and boots and head out the door, we see the storm, which I saw building up earlier, has become a very big storm, and it's already blocking our retreat back to civilization, back to the ski resort. It's rapidly approaching the cabin, and it's very widespread, and we know that it'd be very silly indeed to head out through it and try and make it back when we've got warmth and food and shelter there, so we realize we're probably going to have to weather out the storm and spend the night there. And that doesn't really pose too much of a problem, except that there's only one bed. So, of course, I tell you, the bed's all yours. I'll make do on the floor. I'll be just fine. But you giggle and tell me that I shouldn't be such a baby, and of course I can share the bed with you. And you trust me, and it'll be just fine. Well, I thought that was very generous of you. And first thing we do is stoke up the fire, because it's getting cold quite rapidly and the wind's starting to howl around the cabin. So we lock all the windows and lock the door and put some big logs on the fire and get it roaring nicely. So it's heating up the room. Sparks are flying up the chimneys. The wind howls past the cabin. It's quite dark now. So, with no power, of course, in the cabin, we light some candles, which I have there for emergencies, and sort of strategically place them around the room. It's not very bright, but it does give us enough light to see each other. And we just sit down on the rug in front of the fire and just chat, talking about everything and anything. Well, time goes fast when you're having fun, and it's quite late, and we realize it's time to go to bed, so we take off our outer ski jackets and pants. I strip down to my boxers and just a small white t-shirt. I turn around to climb into the bed on my side and think I catch you staring at me just fleetingly. Well, I'd like to think so anyway. And you strip down to your long, soft sort of undergarments. Not a bra and panty sort of thing, more long track pants and long sleeve skivvy that you are wearing under your ski clothes. And you climb in your side of the bed. Now, I never really planned to have anybody else at this cabin, so this bed isn't exactly that big, and we end up kind of lying pretty close side by side. I feel my hand brush against yours and send a tingle down my spine. I know that I haven't known you that long, and we're just starting to become friends, and I shouldn't be thinking about you like that, but I can't help it. Just maybe it's the romantic setting or how incredibly sexy you look in the candlelight in your makeshift pajamas, but either way, the thought of you is doing amazing things to me. So the wind has really started to pick up now, and it is howling around the cabin, tearing at the cabin. And I feel you snuggle closer, and not wanting to make you feel uncomfortable, but not wanting to make you feel rejected either, I'm kind of not sure what to do, so I just sort of roll a little bit towards you, and as I do, I feel you continually snuggling closer to me and pressing your body up against mine. I don't really know if it's just the cold or the storm, or if maybe you're thinking about me kind of like I'm thinking about you, but I decide to take a chance and roll completely onto my side facing you and slide an arm over you, just over your waist, letting my hand sort of rest on the bed there. And in reply, you press back into me and make this amazing, soft little sexy noise. I don't know how to describe it. Just this little I'm kind of encouraged by that. So I take my other arm that's underneath me now and slide it under the pillow and under your neck and around your shoulders and gently roll you over. So now you're facing me. I've got one arm around you, around your shoulders, and the other one draped over your waist. I'm pulling you closer to me. We're pretty much lying as close as we can get to each other now. And in the soft glow from the one candle we still left burning, I can see your beautiful face. Your soft, full lips look so tempting right now. I'm torn. I don't want to scare you, and yet not kissing you is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But then I see a smile playing at the corner of your mouth, and you lean in and gently press your lips to mine. Oh, the feeling is just incredible. It sends this amazing, tingling, warm, fuzzy, undescribable feeling through my body. And I hold you tighter and pull you closer and kiss you back passionately. I keep kissing you, holding you there, letting my hands roam around your back, gently massaging you, listening to those soft little moans you're making now. I stop kissing you just for a minute to look at your beautiful face, and look at that amazing smile and sparkle in your eyes. I know I must be grinning like an idiot. I'm glad it's kind of dark in the room. Can't see that well. But I just have to kiss you again. We're now as close as we can possibly be, and you've slipped a hand out from between us and put it over my back, and it rubbing up and down my back. I'm still holding you tightly, caressing your lips with mine. It's the most amazing feeling. We just continue lying there, every now and again just pausing from our kisses just to look at each other and exchange sweet little words. Keep kissing. I kiss my way to your cheek and your nose, your chin, and to your neck, and back up to your lips. They have some sort of irresistible pull towards me. I can't stay away from them. We keep kissing like this. I don't know how long it is. The storm continues to rage, making the windows and doors rattle and the cabin shake, and every time there's a particularly loud gust of wind that buffets the cabin, I fear you just press into me that much closer. I hold you that much. much tighter, and we press our lips together more passionately. We lie there. I don't really know how long, just kissing. We take a little break and still in each other's arms, lips just ever so softly touching each other. Just lie there, looking into each other's eyes, just enjoying this amazing connection that has grown so quickly between us. I gently slide my tongue between my lips and just ever so softly run it across your top lip, which brings this incredible, passionate, desiring look into your eyes, and you lean in and sort of roll over, roll on top of me a little bit more, and press your mouth to mine, and our tongues start to massage each other and run all over each other's lips and into each other's mouths. Oh, I keep letting my hands run over your back and up through your hair, so soft and smooth, and down over your amazing little butt, so tight and so firm, so delicate. I pause there for just a minute, savoring the feel. I run my hands down the back of your thigh, and down as far as I can reach, down your leg, and then back all the way up again, over your ass and up your back, around up your cheek, brushing your cheek and running my hands through your hair, letting my fingertips explore every curve and every facet of your neck and your arm, the one that's draped over me, the other one sort of tucked down between us. It's such an amazing feeling kissing you, because it's like there's no pressure to do anything else. We're just enjoying kissing each other so much that it's kind of like this isn't an end means to an end, this is an end in itself. This is just amazing. Again, we take a break and just lie there. Mouths just barely touching. I close my eyes and just feel you. Just melting into me. Just lying there in my arms, I can feel your heart beating. And I'm sure you can feel mine. It must be going a mile a minute. Well, I think it's been a long, hard day, and we both sort of drift off to sleep in each other's arms, lips just barely touching. But I'm awakened. I don't really know how much later. But it's still dark and the storm's still raging. And my lips are still touching yours. Oh, what a way to wake up. So I lean in and moisten your lips and mine with my tongue and start to kiss you again. And after a few seconds you wake up and make this long, low, soft little sound and start to kiss me back. Even though it's still not morning yet, We don't really know what time it is. The candle's burnt down now and gone out. But there's still enough light from the glow of the fireplace to just illuminate you. And since we've had several hours sleep now, both a little bit more energized. I feel you run your hand down my back and down over my butt and down my legs and back up again, and I reciprocate to you. And then I feel you stop and take the hem of my t-shirt in your hand and start to pull it up my back. I take my arm from around you and grab hold of it and pull it up, helping you get it over my head and tossing it off the bed. I reach down to the waistband of your shirt and do the same thing for you, helping you get it off your head and tossing it on the floor. When I take it off, it reveals this beautiful, soft, white, lacy bra, holding two of the most delicate, beautiful breasts I've ever seen. I now roll you over so you're on your back and just sort of move thumb sort of partially on top of you. My thigh slips down between your legs and I can't believe it. It sort of rests against your crotch there, and I can't believe how hot it feels, and I'm sure I can detect a slight dampness on my leg there, which is just an amazing turn on. I lean down and kiss you again, passionately, and slide a hand under you and gently unclasp your bra, and you let your shoulders drop forward and I slide it off, toss it off the bed, and wow, even though I can't see them that well, I run my hands up and cup first one, then both of your breasts, gently kneading them in my hands. They are so soft. It's a feeling like nothing I've ever felt before. I just have to kiss them. So I kiss every inch of them, letting my tongue explore the beautiful curves and contours of your body. I know you must be getting turned on now, because I'm sure that wetness in your crotch against my thighs getting more pronounced as I run my hand down your side and down your thigh again and work my way back up and hook my fingers into the waistband of your pants and pull them down. I don't know what kind of underwear you're wearing, but it feels satiny to my touch. I feel you just sort of work your pants down and kick them off. They're under the covers down the bottom of the bed somewhere, but that's okay. Now, I know you're wet because as I run my hand up your thigh, I feel your hand reach down and take my hand and gently place it against your crotch. That feeling is just electric. The warmth and the wetness between your amazing thighs there is hard to describe. I gently press into it and move my fingers about a little bit. Listen to your moans and your just those little sexy noises that you just can't describe. I feel you running your hand down to my crotch, and instantly you can tell how hard I am. It's no mystery. You are turning me on more than you know. I feel you slip your hands into the waistband of my boxer shorts and run your fingers over my ass, and then start to slide my boxer shorts down. I reach down and sort of pull them down my legs and kick them off under the bed, under the dunas and covers there. Now I'm totally naked, lying on top of you, half cuddling you, half lying on you, one of my legs between yours, my hand on the crotch of your moist, satiny panties. And your pants down there somewhere. I'm sure we'll find them later. Now we're both naked, and I slowly run my hands back up your legs. The anticipation of what's waiting for me between your thighs there is almost too much to take. As I get there, I feel warmth radiating from your pussy, and as my hand comes to rest on your pussy, I feel your lips soft and warm and wet, swollen and aroused, a feeling that is just so amazing. Meanwhile, gotten your hands down to my crotch as well, and you've got a hand working its way towards my cock. I feel you sort of walk your fingers up and down the length of it and wrap your hand around it. Oh, feel how hard I am, baby. That's what you do to me. I can feel how wet you are. I run a finger up and down your slit, feeling the wetness, feeling your juices coat my finger. I bring them up, put it in my mouth and taste it, smiling at you. Oh, I tell you, baby, you taste so good. You have no idea how good you taste. down closer towards you. And you put your lips to my ear and softly kiss it. And I hear you say, "Baby, I need you inside me. All of me. All of you." You don't have to ask twice, darling. I am so turned on for you right now. I feel you spread your thighs and I move my other leg over, so now both my legs are between yours. I gently slide my finger out of your pussy and run it over my cock, coating my cock with your juices. I move down until my cock is positioned just at the entrance to your pussy there. And ever so gently, I start to thrust forward. I feel you moving up to meet me. The head of my cock opening up, your pussy working its way in. All the way in. Oh, baby, that is incredible. I feel it go in. All the way in. Our crotches meet, and I just pause. You and just let out this little moan and smile at you, and you smile back at me. I see your eyes still sparkling in the dim light in the room. I know it must be well below freezing outside the cabin, but in there with you, inside you, it is so hot. I start working my way in and out slowly, then a little faster, in and out, in and out. I can feel you squeezing your pussy around my cock, trying to hold me there. You start to moan and your breathing gets heavier and more ragged. Your mouth is a little bit open now. You're starting to pant. I think I can see just the faintest sweat building up on your forehead. As I press in and out, faster and faster. Neither of us are gonna last real long in this condition. I feel myself start to get closer and closer. You moan between breaths. I'm close, baby. I'm close. Darling, so am I. Can you feel how close I am? Oh, baby. I'm almost there. Tighter. pussy gripping me tightly, holding me there. Oh, baby, that was amazing. Thank you so much. That was fantastic. As we come down from our orgasm, feeling our bodies still glowing, I'm still inside too, and I let my body lie down on top of you, and then I roll over to the side and pull you over so you're facing me, our legs intertwined, our bodies intertwined. My arms wrapped around you, your arms around me, once more just kissing, passionately, then gently, then passionately again, then soft and slowly. We stay like that for I don't know how long, kissing. Somehow I'm still hard. I never ever went soft, just the feeling of your pussy just wouldn't let me. Every now and again I feel you just contract your muscles a little bit. I twitch involuntarily inside you. It's such an amazing feeling. But we stay joined like that. Our lips touching, your breasts pressed against my chest, our arms wrapped around each other, me still inside you, as we drift off to sleep, while the storm still rages right outside our window. In the morning, we wake up very late, the storm's gone, the sun's shining through the window. I wake up, and the first thing I see is your beautiful face there, still asleep. So I lean in gently and press my lips to yours, and just kiss you. Just kiss you. Just enjoy kissing you until you wake up and kiss me back. Just lie there, kissing like that all morning. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, everybody. Nikki, I hope you enjoyed that.